Very good. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the Akashic Records and why it's so valuable and why it's so important to learn how to open up your own Akashic Records. It's valuable because we are in what everyone calls end times. And what that means to most of us is that we're in this cycle where we're winding up our sojourn on Earth as humans the way we've always been. And we're now moving to a way of being that is completely different. And we're creating a new environment for ourselves to live in and for humanity to thrive in. And a lot of what we encounter or have encountered in the past is directly related to our wounds or our needs or perhaps our environment, our parents. And when we have the ability to look into the Akashic Records, we are then able to gain a bigger picture. And when we have the bigger picture, it's easier for us to let go of our judgments. It's easier for us to be kinder to people. And ultimately, it gives us the ability to rise above our foibles. And this is a huge opportunity to gain this wisdom and to be part of the transformation of humanity. Some of us are planting these beautiful gardens, and with the ability to go into the Akashic Records, we're able to anticipate our disappointments and understand other people's behaviors so that we can be kinder than we might have been otherwise. I am inspired by what the record keepers tell me, and I'm also very... I'm often surprised because sometimes I'm given information that I wasn't expecting. And this is normal to get information you're not expecting because the record keepers are there to fill in the gap. And if we were expecting it, we would already know it. We wouldn't need the record keepers. So it's kind of funny and it's kind of a cyclical type discussion because once you begin to realize, wait a minute, there's a whole piece to this we don't know, you know, and once we begin to get our arms around that idea, what happens is we relax into it, and it's easier not only to go into the records, but to give ourselves the privilege of solving problems in the records, and that's very amazing. Many people who learn to open their own Akashic Records then go on to learn to open others. And that's a wonderful tool also to help yourself and others. And it's a wonderful tool for income. And it's a wonderful tool to help family members and friends. I did not ever offer to read for my family or friends until I felt like I was certain of the information that was coming through. So I waited for myself until I had that feeling of connection that felt solid and real. But sometimes people start out with family and friends because they feel safe. You know, they've got very supportive family members, and family members aren't going to judge them or whatever. You know, I think we're our own worst judge. In any event, when you learn to open the records, what happens is you are able to get information that you didn't know you could get. And that's another amazing thing that happens in the records. When you learn this skill, you are able to access the Akashic Records effortlessly. And even people who don't get anything, don't see colors, don't see visuals, don't feel stuff, don't hear stuff, they still get information. And they are so surprised. And that's because there's a huge dispensation. So why is there this dispensation? And the answer is that the dispensation came as a result of humanity's ending of the program. So think of a family trip to a park where there's going to be a concert, and they're going to take and have a picnic, and the kids are going to play on the playground equipment. So first the family has to get ready and pack the blankets and all the stuff they need for the family. Then they stop at the deli and they pick up the food. Then they get to the location of the park. They find a parking spot. They get themselves situated. They have their nice picnic. The kids have a nice playtime. They listen to this beautiful concert. And then when it's time to go home, they go straight home. They don't make all those stops. They don't do all the extra stuff that you do in the outbound trip. So part of what we're doing is we're taking what I will call a shortcut home. But it's a desirable shortcut in that man's inhumanity to man is over. So God, consciousness, whatever you want to call it, has had enough. And we are on the final stretch back home to God. And we don't need to make all those extra stops. We don't need to have all the extra drama. And the sooner and the easier that we make life for ourselves, the better off we are. This is quite a blessing because you find that you don't get nearly worked up about people's bad behavior. You know, it's always surprising to me when people behave badly. And I had someone close to me just yesterday, you know, make some snide comment. I thought you were going to do such and such. Thanks a lot. And I knew perfectly well there was a tone there. And instead of getting mad, I just started to laugh because I thought, well, you know, that's who that person is. You know, it's, I'm not going to take it personally. I'm just going to let it be okay. And I didn't even think about what I would call the hurtful intention that it started out with. And who knows, maybe that person didn't have a hurtful intention, but they don't know how to express their frustration, so they throw it in my direction because I'm convenient and I'm, you know, not performing to their standard, and therefore they're going to, you know, put out a judgment. When each of us have the ability to get into the records, what happens is you just don't feel the need to take up the drama. You don't feel the need to take up the sword. You just don't. So it's very, very powerful. Now, how do we do this? We do this through a special prayer. The prayer seems simple enough. And certainly if you didn't know how powerful it was, you might look at it and dismiss it. But in fact, the prayer is quite powerful. Many, many people use it. They use it in a very precise way. And that combination of everyone using the prayer and the precision that we're using the prayer with gives you the key. And the door opens. And it's kind of like open sesame. You know, when you have a password for someone's account, you can go right in. If you don't have the password, you can't. So, for example, you know, on this particular software that we're using, Sylvia has the password, and so she can go right in. And I have the password, and I can go right in, even though we're two different people. We both have the password, and we both can go in. And that's how it is with the Akashic Records. The ability to go in is not dependent upon your gift. It's dependent upon your willingness to do the practice and to pursue the information. What's so amazing is within the Akashic Records, when you start asking some of the questions that we teach people to ask, like, what is it in my highest and best good to know today? Or, What area do I need to work on? And you're asking your record keepers, and you get a very specific answer that you know is true. And in a million years, you wouldn't have said that out loud to anybody. And the record keepers are telling you, and you're writing it down as they give it. It's kind of amazing. And it's also much easier to take. You know, if your best friend says, you know, that hairstyle just doesn't work for you, you know, you might be defensive. But if you were told in the records, you know, quit dyeing your hair, the dye is toxic for you, that's a piece of information that you can take in and decide to use or not. And you don't find offense, because who are you going to get mad at? The record keepers? And even that strikes me funny, because all they care about is your happiness, your goodwill, your strength. And that's another piece of being in the Akashic Records. One of the ways you will know for certain that you are in the records is the fact that they are so loving and so gracious they are so loving and so supportive that if you were to write something that wasn't loving and supporting, you would know for certain it wasn't the record keepers. So, I will share with you a very personal journal entry I made recently in the records. I was in the records for myself, and I wrote, I asked the record keepers and guides, what may I know about arguing with my husband? Now, you know, I'm not suggesting that my husband and I don't get along. I get along really well with my husband, and I absolutely adore him, and he adores me. But that doesn't mean we're not going to have disagreements or that we're not going to get annoyed with one another. So here I am asking this question. And the record keepers responded, dear one, you almost always love your husband anyway. You give him lots of room to be a man and to make mistakes. Even though he loves you dearly, he can still be a little selfish or chauvinistic. Be more patient with him. You are often firm, loving, and kind. This is ideal. Keep practicing loving kindness. So I think I was feeling a little bit guilty in the moment. Maybe I was, you know, responding in a, you know, like a harsh way or, you know, crabby way. Normally, apparently the record keeper said, I'm more often loving, firm, and kind, which is much more healthy. So they were just reminding, you know, I can slip up, and they're just so supportive. And then they go on to say, keep practicing sweetness in your conversation. He loves being with you. He feels great pride and love towards you and about you. So keep bringing love to him. He cherishes you. Notice all you have done for him to improve his life. Notice how he has improved your life. That's pretty cool. That's just really cool. So that's pretty amazing, because you could sit in meditation and get that, but to have it come through in the spoken word, in the written word in this case, it's very rich. And it serves as a reminder. I can go back and look at the date and say, well, what was I reacting to on that day? You know, and I don't know if I can remember. I can see the date clearly, because that's one of the practices that I teach people, you know, is always put the date in. So I think what I'd like to do is ask Sylvia, you've been in the records a long time. I say in the records, but accessing the records for yourself and others for a number of years. And people that are on the call, Sylvia has a tremendous amount of mastery and skills in lots of areas, not just this. But specifically, I'd like you to share your own experience of having learned to open the records and how it's maybe affected your life or changed your life.
Okay. I learned from Maureen, of course, Akashic Records 1 at the beginning of 2013, and then went on to do Level 2, which is opening the records of other people, in the fall, and then became certified to do readings for Maureen, under her Akashic Records International organization at the beginning of the next following year. So I guess this is like 3 years that I've been doing it, and it really has enriched my life on so many levels. I often say how much, to my clients, to my friends, how much I love the work that this has opened up for me. I was already doing tarot readings and teaching tarot, as well as past life regression and Reiki. And this helped me take those other things that I could do to a different level in a very good way. I'm trying to remember back when I was accessing for myself, it was a great form of guidance. I was often do tarot readings for myself, and I found that I can get a lot from a tarot reading, yet I found that going into the Akashic Records about a question was like getting a higher octave, or just going a little deeper, getting more background, more past life, more of the big picture. Then reading for other people is just such a special and sacred trust. And I'm so, just every time I do a reading practically, I'm so impressed with the quality of people who are seeking Akashic Records readings and to learn about connecting with the Akashic Record Keepers. I think you're all light workers. And you're all playing a part in this evolution of humankind that Maureen was speaking about so eloquently. And it's wonderful to be able to feel that you've helped someone to open up their own connection with their higher guidance, so that we all have, in these times of great change, we all have a connection that we can go to, whether you call it your soul self or your higher self or the part of you that's divine or your inner wisdom. It's wonderful to be able to connect with that. And as from what Maureen is saying, it's essential that we have that ability to navigate this evolution that we're going through. I also find out all kinds of really interesting things. I'm speaking also in general, not about specific people, but some of the things that the record keepers, the constant themes, and I'm sure Maureen can also elaborate on this, about the true nature of karma has changed. And it has to do, what the record keepers speak of is that the common understanding, this is the way they explain it, the common understanding is of karma is, I screwed up in a past life, I did something that hurt someone, therefore I must suffer the same thing in this life until I learn the lesson. And if I don't learn it now, it's going to get worse. What they say is they kind of gently, because they are very gentle and loving and supportive, they kind of gently say, for virtually all of those incarnate at this time, that no longer holds true. And they say what we see are self-judgments, self-condemnations about what we believe happened in a past life, what we believe we did wrong, what we believe hurt someone, or some flaws or regrets or negative emotions that we have around decisions that we made or talents that we have or choices. and that we're carrying forward into this life. And the record keepers always say, the reason we are telling you this is because we can assist you in clearing and releasing those self-judgments and those things that are being carried over in a way that's restrictive in this life. So that's, it's also excellent to know that we can, as those who are doing readings for others, we can provide information that's transformative, that helps us all release some of these old patterns that have been keeping us stuck. But we can also, through the energetics of a reading, we can also, the record keepers also use us guides as the conduit for energy to be transmitted. And it's something that they have me do in virtually every reading, using the energy transfer happens regardless of whether there's anything special going on. But I also add some energy healing and some sacred sound toning. But there is an energetic effect. And sometimes it's also just knowing what the real circumstances were about something that you judged yourself as having done badly or done wrong or that you're having trouble forgiving yourself for, whether it's in this life or past life. It's great to have, to be able to tap the truth of that and see it from see it from a larger view and what other people's motives were, and maybe there were other connections. So with that kind of 360-degree picture, it becomes easier to forgive yourself and release things that have held you back.
One of the things that Sylvia said that I really like was this idea that it's, you know, it's essential. It's like some of us didn't get computers. Some of us, didn't participate in the computer revolution. But everybody has access now because you can get access at a public library. You can get a smartphone where you can get all your data right on that device. So it becomes essential. Having internet access becomes essential for living in life in modern day America. And this is pretty much the same. It's essential. So I'd like to open it up to questions and see what you want to know, and then we'll go from there. Do we have questions, Sylvia? You can hit star 2, I think. No questions?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. What's your question?
Hello? Hello?
Do you have a question?
Yes. I didn't realize I was on. I'm actually just being let go from one project, and I'm seeking a new project and wondering how long that will take to happen.
I don't understand. What you mean. You're leaving one project and going on to the next.
I finished off a project last week, and I'm no longer going to be working for that company, and now I'm looking for other projects, and I'm wondering how soon I will find employment.
Are you asking us to give you a reading?
In terms of the Akashic Records, how can one, in that case, how could I access that myself in order to get an insight into that?
Aha. Well, that's why we're holding this class, to explain what the Akashic Records are and how to gain access. And the way to gain access is to either read a book on how to gain access, and to do it by teaching yourself, or to take a class that I'm offering in New York, or a class that I'm offering online. And just to be clear, I do give readings, so also does Sylvia give readings, and you could also, you know, hire her or me to do that for you, but we would want to have your name, and we would want to give you a little education and things like that. So that's certainly possible. And sometimes I do go on a radio show and give information to people randomly, like you're asking, but I would be asking for your name, and I would also ask what kind of a project you're talking about and that kind of thing.
Okay. How about the online? Sounds interesting. When is that taking place? I'm sorry, I didn't realize you did online.
Yeah, the online course is going to be offered 4 Mondays in April. So I think it starts on the 6th of April. I have to look at a calendar, and my computer is not working with me.
Mercury retrograde up at the end of the week.
Well, no, I kind of rearranged my office and lost track of the time. So I think, let's see, the first Monday is the 9th, excuse me, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. So there would be 4 online courses. And you would be on the phone with me for an hour and a half. It's a teleclass. I have slides that I use. And so you either listen by phone or by computer, and you participate. You have to answer questions. You have to work through the structure of the formal training. And the benefit of that, of course, is that at the end, you know what you're doing. You know, it's one thing to you know, have a self-study program, but nobody's checking you and you have nobody to compare yourself to. And it's entirely another when you have the opportunity to share your answers and hear other people's answers as well. It's very, very powerful.
Okay. And how many people usually take part in that type of teleclasses?
Anywhere from 10 to 30 or 35 people.
Okay. And may I ask, do you have a cost for that? How much do you charge?
I do not know the answer to that, again, because my computer has not rebooted. It's stuck trying to look for a keyboard. So I don't know the answer, but you can find it online. And Sylvia may know the answer. And it's also on my website. So if you it's $1.99. My assistant's listening. Kim is listening, and she says it's $1.99. There you are, Kim. Cool. Very cool.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're happy to have your inquiry. If you're asking how long it's going to be between now and your next gig, that's sort of what you were asking?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind helping some clarity on that, obviously, because it impinges my bank account.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy to
get
my name, if that helps, and what I do.
Yeah. Well, as I like to tell people, let's tell spirit what you want to do, and the money will follow, rather than worrying that you don't have enough. And I'm not suggesting that you put yourself at financial risk or anything, but you know what I'm saying, in the flow of things. And people who are freelance know that they go from, you know, abundant gig to, oh my gosh, where's the money coming from next week, you know, kind of a thing. And I totally understand that. I would say to you two things. I would say the answer to your question is it feels like it's going to be a little bit before your next gig comes in. That's what it feels like to me, just talking to you and just reading the field where you are. But I also know that you can manifest it. So if you tell the universe, I'm willing to take the teleclass, I've got a couple of weeks till the teleclass starts, if I can manifest $1.99 between now and then, an extra $1.99, then I'll take the class. And make that commitment that you're willing to show up, but you need the universe to do its part too. And that's a fabulous tool that I recommend everybody use. And it's a simple prayer. You simply invite the universe to make the match. I'll do my part. You guys do yours.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Okay. There's someone else with your hand raised. I'm going to unmute you. I think it's Elaine. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes,
right.
It's me.
Okay. Maureen knows me. Maureen, I want to know, for some reason, it's very fortuitous. As always, I'm always short of fun. But I'm going to be in New York City at my daughter's on the weekend. And, of course, it's more expensive. But how much more will I get from attending the class live as opposed to doing it online?
Well, there's a huge benefit of being physically present with me and other students. There's a huge benefit in having conversations with the students in real time. There's a huge benefit in being in the ARE Center because it's a beautiful place. So all those things contribute, you know, and just to be really clear, one of the reasons why it's more expensive is, you know, we split the cost with the center because the center's a nonprofit. And in order for them to exist in New York City where the rents are, you know, we need to subsidize that a little. So that's partly why the price is so much more, but it's definitely worth it. You know, and you'll get to, you may meet people that you need to meet at the center that you didn't even know you could know. You know, it's like that.
Right.
Sometimes you just, somebody's there that's passing through. It might not even be somebody who's working at the center at that moment.
Right. Yeah, well, like I've said to you in the past, I get answers sometimes, but I'm kind of unconscious competent, and I don't know how I do it, and they don't always come in. I wouldn't mind having a more conscious ability to get answers because most people, I struggle with money because I won't let go of my house, but there's some kind of little inner voice that's telling me not to let go of my house, and I don't know if it's real or not real. I probably should just get myself there and find out if I can improve my information gathering. So I'm actually doing what's right for me.
Sylvia, you can help me on this one. There are a lot of abundance principles that I teach, and I teach manifestation as well. It's one of my first loves because I was very, very, very poor at one time. When I moved to New York, I didn't even have enough money to make the rent some months, and remember writing to my landlord and saying, I do not have the money for the rent this month. And, you know, being filled with fear and shame and trepidation. I mean, all of it. So I totally understand that. What I will say to you is, Sylvia, didn't we make an offer about books? If you sign up by a certain date, you get a couple of free books.
Yeah, one of them is 21st, you get, Beyond the Flower, is it Reweaving and Beyond the Flower of Life?
Oh.
Yes. Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality Beyond the Flower of Life.
Okay. I have it on my tea, but I haven't bought the other ones yet. And I would love to read them. And I just want to get myself more clear. And like I said, I could live with my daughter up in Brooklyn and work in Brooklyn, but I have this attachment to a house, and maybe it is inappropriate. Everybody in the world thinks it's inappropriate except me.
Well, you know, I can relate. I still have my New York apartment, and I spend a lot more time away from it than I do in it. I totally understand.
I'm hardly over there.
Right.
But you know, when I am there and I walk in, I feel like it's home.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what I will offer to you is instead of judging that that's the reason you don't have money, because that's an opinion and it may not be a fact. Maybe you are abundant that you could have two homes, that you could live in more than one place. And that's what I finally came to accept, that I had the right to have more than one home. And I realized that I was being judgmental on myself about having more than one home, I didn't realize I was doing that, but I was. So I was taking, my judgment of, you know, whatever, and deciding that I didn't deserve to have more than one home, which is crazy. Lots of people have more than one home. And that's the first thing. And then the second thing is you have abundance for what you feel is important. And if you're feeling like you're supposed to hang on to that house, then you are. There's no question. And instead of saying, that's why I don't have money, instead say, I have money and I have two homes, or I have this home that I don't use that much. And just claim it that you are entitled to have plenty. It'll help you a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, I guess I'll see you the weekend then.
All right. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I don't see anyone's hand raised, so if you have a question, this is a great time to raise your hand. Press star 2, and we will see it on the board. Okay, sorry.
Is there a prerequisite to this course? Is there any knowledge that one has to have before taking this course?
No. It's very interesting. On the training work that I give you, I will be giving you quite a few supplies in your coursework. If you show up in person, that is, you know, I give it to you in person.
That's the plan that I have.
Aha, okay. And in that coursework material, we do give you a list of prerequisites, but the prerequisites are for anyone who chooses to take level 2. And the reason I do that is because in the early years, people said, well, you know, if you told me that I had to read this book and do this before I took level 2, I would have been working on it all this time. And so I start out level 1 with, oh, by the way, if you're interested in level 2, this is what you need to do. So it's a prerequisite, but not until you're ready to take level 2.
So this weekend is only level 1?
That is correct.
Okay. So then level 2 is when?
I don't think we have a date for level 1. Kim, do you know the answer to that? Or level 2, rather? We should have an answer to that, but I don't think we do, actually.
Okay, so where 2 days is level 1.
That is correct.
Saturday, Sunday. Okay, I was not aware of that. Fine. And then you'll give us information for the future.
That is correct.
Also, the class is from 10 to 6. Is there a break or anything like that in the middle, you know, for eating? Or how is it structured?
We usually take a break around 1 o'clock. I am the kind of teacher that I do not like to announce ahead of time when we're going to take lunch, because I honestly prefer to reach a certain point in our actions rather than say that we're going to follow a clock. I'm not a clock kind of a person. There goes my bell. It's funny.
No, that's fine.
So I don't know exactly when we're going to take lunch. I just know we will take lunch.
That's
we take
fine.
Lots of breaks. And I'm not hard-nosed about breaks or anything like that. If you need to get up and go, you should go. You know, it's not like we're going to glue you to your chair until we're done.
No, I'm very particular about the food that I eat, so I would have to bring my food and all of that. So is there a facility for that?
You mean like to cook it?
No, not cook it. No.
What
no,
do you mean facility for it?
I don't need junk food, so I mean we need a place where I could go and eat. I don't know, is there a park or something?
Well, of course. There's lots of places around, and people who bring their food. I don't know what the policy in the center is for food. Maybe Sylvia, you can speak to that better than me.
Yeah. There's a refrigerator there. You're welcome to put your food there and then stay or go out and get something and bring it back and eat there. It's fine.
Okay, it's not a big deal.
Fine with
simple
that.
Stuff.
Right. And
it's funny, you're talking to two foodies. Sylvia is strictly raw and I'm vegan, so you know, we're pretty fussy ourselves.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very picky, and there are days that I fast and all of that. So food is important in the sense that I have to eat, because I don't eat every day. Right. That's fine.
Well, yeah.
And I don't need everything.
Well, as Maureen said, you're talking to, you know, well, mostly raw vegan, and so I'm used to bringing my food places. And even in Midtown Manhattan, I can't always find stuff that's suitable for me, although there is a very good selection.
And the class actually starts at 10, and it doesn't go after 6. It ends at 6.
Yes, you will find that I am pretty, what's the word I want? If I felt on a rare occasion that I absolutely needed to go past 6 o'clock, I would ask your permission. I never extend a class beyond the agreed upon end time unless I have the full agreement of the students involved. As far as the start time is largely dependent upon when we can get into the center and when the people start. So usually the first day, we say we're going to start at 10. It very often is 10:10 before we actually get rolling because somebody wanders in late or they come in and they say, wait, I got to go to the bathroom, you know, that kind of stuff. And I do like to wait for everyone that I know is going to be there to get there and settled. So I would ask everyone on this call, if you're planning on coming, please do your best to be there on time. But I'm pretty prompt when it comes to starting on time, unless, you know, there's some drama. And then, of course, the center's going to hear about it, and we're going to make a few phone calls and ask about it, you know, and let you know.
Transportation. It's a good idea on weekends to allow extra time.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
By subway, there's construction everywhere.
Well, I'm coming from out from New Jersey, so it is a hike for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also, do we need to bring any like writing instruments or note taking or anything like that?
I'm going to be giving you materials. You will want to bring your own pens.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Right.
Anyone else have any other
questions? All right. Anyone other questions? Questions about the live training or the teleclass? I don't see any hands raised. Oh, yes, I do. Okay, so Kathy, I'm going to unmute you. Whoops, sorry. Had to take an extra click. Okay.
Hi.
So ask your question.
I was wondering how Maureen learned about the Akashic, learned to read the Akashic record.
Sylvia, could you say that question again for me? I heard part of it, but it was a little soft.
I couldn't hear it either. Kathy, we're going to ask you maybe to get closer to your phone.
Sure. I was wondering how Maureen learned to read the Akashic Records.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
a big story. That's a very big story. I took a class at one point. But I will tell you that I was told in meditation, actually in a lucid dream, that I was being given access to a dimension that had been closed to humanity for eons. And I asked, was I the only one? And I was told no, but that I would be a way shower. So part of what I learned from another teacher. But I dramatically changed the teaching itself and the information because I was being given a lot of information because as a channel to source, I get a lot of information that just comes in. And so the information that I'm teaching now at the level I'm teaching is a lot different than what a lot of teachers are doing. There's lots of teachers teaching the Akashic Records. I'm not the only one. I hope that helps.
Yeah. And this is Sylvia. You might want to just, the next question is probably, well, how is what you teach different from? So I'm going to ask that.
Well, I'm not going to say. It's funny that you put it that way. It's kind of funny. The reason I'm laughing is because I have always felt that it goes back to another lineage that I taught years ago for a long, long time, for many, many years. And people would say to me, well, you know, there's lots of people teaching XYZ. You know, why should I take it from you? And my response was always the same. Don't take my word for it. Go ask at the altar. Should I be studying with Maureen St. Germain or should I study with somebody else? Because I'm not the judge here. You are. I'm not the main event. You are. And that's the thing you will learn in the Akashic Records, that you're the main event. And when this starts to sink in, you begin to realize how powerful you are. So how are the records different? There's a number of ways, and I actually have I have the ability to give you a short list, but some of it won't make sense unless or until perhaps you are working with me. But a lot of the teachers don't invoke the Ascended Masters. And I work very closely with the Ascended Masters, and I always have been very close to the Ascended Masters. We also insist that we're only working with 100% God light. A lot of teachers just invite the energy in and hope for the best. They don't specifically demand that. Another thing that I teach that is not taught anywhere else is the higher self connection. And the higher self connection is a tool that I developed over the course of a number of years, because I kept asking my higher self for a way to teach people how to connect with their higher self and get 100% accuracy. And so this is an additional skill that you will come away with. And that's amazing. It's a huge, huge tool because it gives you the ability to know what you need to know before you need to know it. It gives you the ability to make decisions and know for certain that you should take those actions. A lot of times people get intuition, and people will say to me, oh, well, you know, I have a good intuition. I don't need that tool. And I laugh and say, do you follow it 100%? And when they say, well, no, because most people will say no, my response is, then you don't believe in it 100%. You need this tool. This tool will give you accuracy to 100%. And that's pretty spectacular. It means you can always know what to do. And the thing about the higher self connection, it is not so that you can know whether the weather will change or whether your friend will do something. It's so that you know what is in your highest and best good. And that's huge. That's enough. So is it my highest and best good to go to the movies with my friends tonight? Is it my highest and best good to enter this class at this time? Is it my highest and best good to invest in the stock market at this time? Those kinds of questions are very useful and very powerful. And so none of this is taught in the other classes. In addition, we have an essential oil blend called Akasha that was developed especially for opening up the Akashic Records. And I teach people how to use it, and you can get that as a resource to help you with your progress. I also recommend that people get certain kinds of stones that they can use to enhance their practice. And that's really a kind of a fun thing. If you like crystals and you want to use crystals to enhance your progress, they will, and very specific stones that are recommended. Sylvia, can you think of anything else that you might not know that list in the way I do, but that's what I do know offhand, off the top of my head. I know one other. Yeah. I know one other thing I just thought of, and that is I teach you markers. Nobody else identifies markers, and what markers are ways to know that you are in the Akashic Records. And I don't want to teach them now because I think that that's an easy way for people to I'll use the word malpractice it. And instead, I would ask you to come to the class and you will learn the markers that can establish without question that you're in the Akashic Records. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, there's not anything that I can think of at the moment to add to that.
Cool. Very cool. So, the gift of being able to open the Akashic Records is just amazing. And in it, you get the higher self connection, and you learn how to do that, and we help you. We also teach you how to do clearing work. And it's not the only way to learn how to do clearing work, but it is a powerful way and pretty effective. And so that's another tool that you will have. Plus, you'll have the ability to, access a lot of the resources that we tell people about that you might learn if you did enough research on your own, but then again, you might not. You know, some people will find these things without anyone telling them.
This is Sylvia. I do have something to add about working with, when you learn to work with the record keepers. They work with us too. And they help us with our evolution. And there are things that I'm always evolving in my understanding of how to work with the Akashic Records the more I do it. And there are things that in terms of what you can know and how you can work to heal it or transform it, that I'm often surprised about. And then something will come up and I'll do something that I hadn't done the record. Well, this is usually in records, in doing readings for other people, because that's the bulk of what I do. And then it'll become more of a standard thing. I'll do it once and then it seems to help the person or me. And so I feel like I'm being taught. I'm being continually taught once I have that connection open and once I work with the record keepers in integrity. It's pretty, interesting things. An example is a lot of readings that I do now for other people, the record keepers have me restore their crown of sovereignty, as in we are sovereign beings, we are free will beings, and we're sparks of God. So we have the birthright to be able to be our own spiritual authority and have our own connection to the divine. And so that's the reason that I'm actually crowning people in restoring their crown to the crown chakra. And it comes up often in a lot of readings, because there have been, if you think about it, through the ages, and even in today's society, there are a lot of messages that we receive that are disconnecting us or disempowering us from that birthright of being able to connect with the highest, whatever we call that, whether it's God or creator or source or what. And so it's an important theme to know that we have so much help in spirit through the record keepers, because one of the other things they'll do is they'll often call in a lot of times Archangel Michael, and Maureen also will explain a lot when she mentioned clearing work of how important it is, how Archangel Michael helps and some techniques about it. But I always find it encouraging that to know how much help there is in spirit A lot of people will ask about spirit guides or their connections. Sometimes it'll just be told by the record keepers that you have a connection with, you know, that you are a follower of the Buddha, or you worked with the Hathors in ancient Egypt. And guess what? They want to work with you again. So it's the record keepers are helping us in our evolution personally, and it's also for the collective as well.
That's very well said. It's very well said. And it's true. Every time we open the records for ourselves or someone else, we are learning. And that's the progressive nature of this work.
We have time for another question. We're close up on 8 o'clock, and we don't have a hard stop, I don't think, but I just like to, it's kind of like the last orders, as they say, in pubs in England before closing. So please ask your star tune to raise your hand for a question. Okay, I'm not seeing any, okay, I see one, and it's, I believe the name on the, it says Karen, so I just unmuted you.
Yes, I have a, excuse me, quick question. I am very interested in taking this class online. I already know that I have 2 nights with this next class coming up. There is no way I'll be able to attend. When will your class be after this one?
Well, I'll say two things about that. I don't know the answer is the first question, but we do record them, so you can listen to them later if you can't show up. So you're definitely not available that entire day, or you know what time of day it is. Did we say what time of day it was, Sylvia?
I have planned a 8-day trip.
Oh, sure. Okay, I understand. All right, well, what we do at our end, and Kim is listening in on the call as well, and she's the projects manager, we schedule the classes somewhat out in advance, but we have not scheduled the next level. Part of this has to do with certain things that have gone on in my life that have now changed, so we can now set the schedule. So we're kind of dancing around certain things that were going on. So we have heard your request, when's the next one, and we will do our best to get that going and let you know. So just make sure you sign up for our website, for our mailing list, so that you can get that information. And by the way, I always have freebies on my website. So, you know, right now, if you go out, you will read a wonderful article on how to synchronize your mind, your body, and your spirit. And then there's a guided meditation, a 10-minute guided meditation that we're getting phenomenal feedback on. It's absolutely free. That you might want to pick up, and it'll go away at the end of the month, and a new one's coming in. So it's an opportunity to get on our list. And once you sign up, once you download something, you have to give us your name and email. That's our trade. Then you'll start getting our announcements, and all you have to do is make sure you whitelist us, Maureen St. Germain or Transformational Enterprises, and you'll see the announcements.
Okay. Thank you. I guess I didn't realize I wasn't on your mailing list because I get things from you from time to time. So
probably are then, so you will know. I didn't know how you knew about this event, so I was not presuming that.
Okay. I know I have a friend who connected me with you all probably a year and a half ago, and I have also had many hoops I've been jumping through. So life is settling down, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of pastime.
Yeah.
Great. Maureen, do you want to just say how people can register first for the class this weekend and then for the teleclass?
Okay, and if you would unmute Kim, because I'm sure she'll jump in and add some things that I probably didn't.
All right. Okay, and
so go to MaureenStGermain.com, MaureenStGermain.com, and you can, you know, sign up for the class there. If you are a member of the Edgar Cayce membership, you get a substantial discount, really, and you'll have to go out to their email announcements to pick up that code. What else? Kim?
I don't know which number is Kim to unmute.
It would be a 425 number. She might have jumped off already.
No.
Kim?
Can you hear me?
Is that you?
Hi. Okay. Yes, and I'm getting ready to take off here on the plane. So I just want to say that what you can do is go to www.MaureenStGermain.com, and there is a menu tab, like a menu row, and go to events. And if you pull down, just run your mouse over it, a pull-down menu will come, and it'll say Akashic Records Level 1. You go there, and it'll take you to the page, and both the live class and the teleclass are both on the same landing page. And then there'll be registration buttons and more information there. And one more thing I want to say is if... Go ahead.
You're probably going to say it too. Yeah. If you're a member of our membership group, there's a discount there.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yes. So it almost behooves you to join the our membership and then get the discount for the class. So all of that information will be on that page. Okay, I was going to say, if anybody has any questions, please email me at Kim, at MaureenStGermain.com. Sorry, that's the flight attendant.
We're trying to take care of it. Thanks for your patience. It'll be fixed momentarily.
Okay. Did you hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
And can I just want to add that in terms of, we're using the word membership quite a lot, just so you know that the membership that provides a 15% discount for this weekend's training is membership in the New York Edgar Cayce Center, ARE of New York. And if you're a member there, let's see, we could, in terms of getting the code, for that you can go to our website, edgarcaycenyc.org. That's EDGAYCENYC.ORG. Should I say that again? Because we had a little interruption there. EDGARCAYCENYC.ORG. So, or if that's too much of a mouthful, then you can just look for Edgar Cayce, New York, and our website will come up. And it's Cayce is some people think it's Casey, but it's actually Cayce. So I think that helps you link up. But that's all those the benefits on Maureen's site are really cool. I have meditations from that I've downloaded from time to time that I often go back and listen to. They're very helpful. Okay.
All right, so let's do a closing prayer.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, Mother God, we give thanks for the opportunity to be here with each person. We ask for a special blessing for everyone who's taken the time to tune in, whether they've tuned in for the whole call or just a little bit of it. We ask that everyone who wants to be in the class be given whatever the removal of whatever obstacles they feel they have. We ask for an open book for everyone, an open heart for everyone, and great opportunity for each and every one of us, regardless of what our choices are. We are so grateful. Thank you, Sylvia, and all of you for showing up.
You're welcome.